Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another special guest for you. We have Stephen Aguiar. Now, Stephen is a full stack digital marketer and founder of Blue Wing and Good Goes Further. He's going to explain a little bit more about both of those businesses, but he has deep experience using digital marketing to drive positive outcomes for businesses and mission-driven organizations. So, Stephen, I want to start this podcast off by saying a big thank you for being with me here today.
Yeah, thanks, Avery. Thanks for having me.
So let's jump into the first question. Again, very high level that I've explained. You have two businesses. You have a good background. Love what you're doing. But tell me in the audience a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Westchester County, New York, in a suburb of New York City in Tarrytown. Went to high school at a Jesuit high school called Regis in the city. Went to Brown University for college. And after that, while I was in college, got into digital marketing because I launched a music blog with my friends that sort of got me learning about SEO and social media and writing about music and all that stuff. So after I graduated college about 10 years ago, I got my first full-time jobs, my first three jobs for the first 5 or 6 years of my career were working for music and sports magazines and publications as a social media and audience development person. So a lot of social media management, email marketing, things like that. About 4 years ago, started my own business, my own consulting agency called Blue Wing. Just sort of felt ready to leave a full-time role and take some risks and take on some clients. And haven't really looked back since. My first client was actually a nonprofit. And over the course of the 4 years, I've worked with about 10 to 12 different nonprofits, helping them with digital marketing stuff, a lot of paid media management, CRM consulting, email marketing, growth marketing in general, things like that. Going into COVID and the George Floyd protest this year, really felt like I wanted to use more of my digital marketing powers for good. So alongside Blue Wing, I launched a second brand called Good Goes Further, which is specifically about growth marketing for nonprofits. And so Good Goes Further works on a few different levels. There's a private Facebook group that I moderate. And then number two, we interview nonprofit marketers and leaders about the tactics that are working best for them. We published, I think, between 15 and 20 of those interviews. And then lastly, we do nonprofit digital marketing workshops where we go in and work with a nonprofit for 1 to 2 months to really figure out strategically and tactically what they should be doing with digital marketing to grow their nonprofit. So that's a bit about my background and why I believe I'm a social impactor.
So you've obviously made some changes in your life and you've built some, you know, impactful businesses, and it's from, you know, things you've seen in your environment, some changes, social causes, but how are you with everything that you're doing now creating a positive impact in your community?
Well, I think for me, it's really about using my skill set to help where there's need. I think it's something I picked up a lot in high school, and what we were sort of drilled in was like, you know, it's okay to make money as long as you give back and you're a good person and constructive with your talents. And so really, I think what I'm trying to do is really help nonprofits, leverage digital marketing in a way that helps them grow. So really, like, I think it's sort of helping them to help the rest of the world. It's sort of how I see myself making a positive impact in my community. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, giving back some of what I make as charitable contributions to my clients and other nonprofits. So that's how I see myself making a positive impact.
So to expand on that, then, this idea of business, right? We work in business. It's a part of our everyday life, but business has drastically changed. And I'm curious to see your opinion on this. The idea of social impact or the action of it. Do you believe it's an important part of business?
Yeah, I think it is. I think, I was a economics major in college, and in economics, there's this idea of externalities, where even, you know, the free market might determine that, you know, a certain business should exist because it meets a certain demand from customers. And they sell their product or service at a certain price point. What people don't realize is that there's negative externalities associated with what the business does. You know, for, you know, climate change is sort of the perfect example of, like, you know, everybody loves driving cars, they have independence, freedom, et cetera. But there's this big externality of pollution that's not really priced in to that market, right? And it's creating this really big drag on Earth's natural resources that we're not really accountable for. So I think in order to be sustainable in the long run, you know, every business should be focused on their social impact and sort of understanding, you know, are there elements of what we do that maybe we don't realize it on the face value, but are there elements of what we do that are causing negative externalities in our communities based on the vendors we choose, our supply chain, who we choose to hire, what we pay our workers, you know, things like that. And figuring out, you know, what's their carbon footprint, you know, and figuring out how they can sort of minimize those externalities or make up for them in other ways.
Yeah, I think the really important part that you just highlighted that sticks with me a lot too is sustainability, right? We talk about, you know, short-term changes or short-term outcomes, but in the long term, the longevity of it, of the social impact in a business, is that you choose the right vendors, you can have a great business, you can make money, but at least we have a world at the end of the day. That sustainability is so key.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, obviously, if we didn't keep that in mind, I think we'd all work ourselves to death, essentially. I guess not like in our lifetimes, but like in the long run, you know, without that sustainability, you know, things would kind of go to crap.
So for people listening today, what would your advice be then to for them to start building their own impact in their communities?
Yeah, I think, you know, sort of similar to my story, I would say, think about, you know, what is your skill set? What is it that you can bring to the world? Like if you're a lawyer or an accountant or whatever it is, you know, there's other organizations that could already be making an impact that need your support. You know, actually, like part of one of my like visions for Good Goes Further, besides us being like a digital marketing consultancy, is like, you know, wondering or if we could be sort of a matchmaker between, you know, professional experts and, you know, nonprofits that need specific expertise, whether it's legal, accounting, branding, creative direction, you know, writing, et cetera. So I think, you know, think about your skill set. I think, you know, obviously, you know, anyone could sort of go out and pick up garbage or whatever it is, like that's great. But the biggest impact that you can make is with the high impact skills that you've developed over your career or schooling that I think can make the biggest difference. And then figuring out ways where you can volunteer or engage with other businesses or nonprofits that are doing work and supporting them with your volunteering for them with your skills.
So, Stephen, I just want to end this podcast today by saying a big thank you again for being with me here today. Love what you're doing. I think the two businesses are so key, especially because they have social impact already embedded into them. So I wish you all the best. I would like to end this podcast just by letting people know where to learn more about you, how they can connect with you. Where can people connect with you the best?
Yeah, check out either bluewing.co. That's our agency website for general digital marketing consulting. And then goodgoesfurther.com is where you can find information about Good Goes Further. If you're a nonprofit, you can check out our interview series. You can join our private Facebook group where you can contact us for a digital marketing workshop.
Perfect. Stephen, thanks for being with me here again today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Avery.